Okay, this next piece is not the Olympics, but it is kind of connected to sports. Picture a late July afternoon in Washington, D.C., and a sweltering parking lot with a couple of dozen teenagers. They've got trumpets and flutes and French horns. This is the Eastern High School Marching Band. The band is hoping to march in Saturday's Pro Football Hall of Fame Festival in Canton, Ohio. They need to raise more than $3,000 to pay for the bus fare to get there from Washington. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
James Perry looks like a kid, but he's the band director, and he's tough.
Hey, band! Do it again. We're not going away until we get everybody saying it, band.
After a couple of tries, the band gears up. They start out a little rough.
I saw a couple of dirty looks at you like, oh, man.
Well, you know, they know what I expect of them.
After a block or so, they're getting warmed up. People start to come out on their porches, on the sidewalk, with their kids and with their babies. Everybody who's out stops to watch or wave. The band passes a sign that says, traffic on Constitution Avenue does not stop, but it does for them. The D.C. drivers look uncharacteristically patient.
The dogs never, ever like us. They don't like my whistles. They don't like when we play songs. So the dogs are actually our harshest critics. But we love them.
A couple of families follow the band around the block as they march around Capitol Hill. They're breaking in some rookies who've replaced some of the graduating seniors. One of the students is passing a hat for the band, and a lot of people are giving. Josh May helps direct the band.
The community is supporting, which is a wonderful thing. You know, just got to come out here and let them hear us.
Money doesn't come easy to this inner city school. Slowly, the band heads back to Eastern and wraps it up in the parking lot. They've been marching for nearly an hour. Still, they collected $290 tonight, $3,100 to go. Libby Lewis, NPR News.